Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. About 100 or so Philly faithful packed the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul at lunchtime to celebrate the election of Pope Leo XIV. As KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us, Leo's message and roots were a point of pride.
What a great day for the church. What a great day for us in Philly with a pope that has knows what WAWA is all about.
That was one of the many times Archbishop Nelson Perez pointed with pride at Pope Leo XIV's Philly roots at the midday mass. As Robert Prevost, he was a Villanova grad who studied mathematics.
He knows what it means, you know, with or not with. You know, he knows all that stuff.
But cheesesteaks and hoagies aside, the mass also recalled Leo's first words to St. Peter's Square, calling for unity among Catholics and all people in a time of economic and political uncertainty. Radar screens went black again today at Newark Liberty International Airport. It's the second outage there in 2 weeks, raising more safety concerns. The FAA saying the radar at a facility at Philadelphia International that directs planes in and out of Newark went down for about 90 seconds around 4 this morning. An air traffic controller expressing frustration as she warns a FedEx plane about the outage.
FedEx 1989, I hand you off here. Our scopes just went black again. If you care about this, contact your airline and try to get some pressure for them to fix this stuff.
That audio as heard on live-atc.net. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says federal officials are aware of the problem and working to fix it.
DOT and the FAA are working to address this technical issue to prevent further outages, as well as install new fiber from Newark Airport to Philadelphia. And the goal is to have the totality of this work done by the end of the summer.
The outage comes a day after the Department of Transportation announced plans to overhaul the air traffic control system. Fortunately, it was brief this time and happened at a time when few planes are in the air. Hundreds of flights at Newark Airport were either canceled or delayed today. The federal Real ID mandate is now in place, and for many Pennsylvanians who procrastinated getting it, they're now left waiting in long lines for hours trying to get one. More from KYW's Justin Udo.
The PennDOT Driver's License Center here in King of Prussia opened at 8:30 a.m., and Jen was in line shortly after. It took her nearly 2 hours just to get into the building.
I did, so I brought a chair and I brought an umbrella, and no snacks, no water, just, you know, earbuds, my phone.
She says this is not her first go-around trying to get a real ID. She spent 4 hours in line last week and came away empty-handed.
Well, it was frustrating, and I thought I was going to get my license at the end, and then I got to the end, and then I didn't have a seal on my marriage license, and they were like, nope, got to go to the courthouse. So, been to the courthouse, and now I'm back here.
In addition to bringing a marriage certificate, birth certificate, ID, and a piece of mail with your address, Jen recommends you have something for that long wait as well. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has conditionally vetoed a bill that creates a new penalty for inciting a public brawl. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more on the reasons why.
This legislation passed both the Senate and Assembly without opposition. Governor Phil Murphy said he agrees with the intent to preserve peace and safety at public events. In a statement on his conditional veto of the bill, he said there are several changes that need to be made to ensure this law doesn't infringe upon free speech and the right to peaceful protests. Bill sponsor State Senator Paul Moriarty says these are technicalities and won't hold up the bill for too long.
I believe the governor's conditional veto is just a change of a few words here and there. They're really technical changes that don't dramatically change the substance or the intent of the legislation.
Moriarty expects the Senate and Assembly to accept the suggested changes, and the law is likely to pass again on June 2nd. A record fair featuring 75 vendors is taking place this weekend in Center City. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
This is the second year that Vinyl Con will take place in Philadelphia. More than 100,000 records will be in the bins for sale. Philly native Kobe Waldfogel is the founder.
Classic rock, always hot. I think that the younger folks that are getting into records now want to have, you know, your Beatles, Stones, Bowie, Zeppelin. The number one record that I hear from all the dealers that's the easiest record to sell is Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Vinyl Con will spin into action at the 23rd Street Armory. Tickets are $10 at the door on Saturday and $5 on Sunday. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.